Proclamation number 6635 of 4th of September, 1956. Mischief and misery. God's will or permission. The worldly man is satisfied with what satisfies his bodily senses and does not deprive himself of anything that satisfies his senses, even if he believes that he is indulging in spiritual pleasures and only understands this to mean intellectually acquired goods. If he occupies himself with knowledge which again only concerns earthly things, thus he feels good and does not deprive himself of anything because his soul does not push itself forward with its desire and cannot push itself forward either, since the body has the upper hand. But this state of contentment does not last until death, or only very rarely, because such a person usually ruins himself physically, because illnesses or increasing age prohibit those earthly pleasures or the fulfillment of bodily desires, and the person is then often forced to think about himself, about his life and about the purpose of existence. And then God's love approaches him again and again and tries to hold him back from the world. He tries to impart strength to the soul that it influences the human being from within to detach himself from the previous striving and to free himself from worldly thoughts. But the soul will only penetrate if it has a certain amount of strength which, however, must come to it from outside. Through help which can consist of good conversation, spiritual conversations or transmission of the divine word, through good books or through loving intercession of a fellow human being. From this the soul receives the strength to also influence the body, and then a slow change of thinking can occur, and the rest of earthly life can still be used well for the maturing of the soul. Illness, misfortune and earthly hardship are therefore indispensable for people who give themselves too much to the world and are often the best and only means to learn to recognize the world's stalliness. And these means are therefore used again and again and become ever more apparent the more humanity turns its gaze to the world. And that is why increased enjoyment of life, excessive earthly pleasures and the sensual performances of the worldly side will always be accompanied by phenomena of a negative kind, by misfortunes, illnesses and blatant misery, which is based on excessive enjoyment of life. People should, as it were, already experience in their own bodies the devastating effects which hedonism and intemperance produce, and they should thereby learn to recognize what the body actually is and what the life they have led up to now has brought them. For other means are unsuccessful with such worldly people, but these can still achieve what ideas and good speeches could not. That they distance themselves from the world and escape the greatest danger of being devoured by it. For this reason, all apparent disaster in the last days should be regarded as divine will or permission which can also still have a beneficial effect, even if it is caused maliciously or also testifies to adversarial activity. It can always bring people to their senses and result in a turning away from the world, and then their soul will be saved from a far worse fate after its recall from this world. Amen.